We actually had a real Twitter question from Caitlin Ann 21. She asks, Patrick Madrid, any advice for Lent during pregnancy? I've been either pregnant or breastfeeding every Lent since I've been married, and I feel like it hasn't been as fruitful since I can't fast or change my diet too much. So you have any advice for her?
Yeah, well, Mrs. Madrid, 11 babies in our marriage, she had the same experience often during Lent. So I can tell you what she did, and that would be to find an alternative to abstaining from food. If because you're pregnant and you're breastfeeding, you have to maintain a certain kind of diet. I totally understand that. Well, maybe you could, certainly you would avoid meat during Lent if you can. Now, if there's a medical reason that you must have meat, maybe for iron or protein or something like that, the church would dispense you from that obligation. But short of something like that, I would say just abstain from meat on Fridays during Lent. And if you're not in a position to be able to fast on Good Friday and Ash Wednesday, those are the only 2 days during Lent that you're obliged to fast. So if you have, given your pregnancy, a medical situation that won't allow you to fast, the church understands that. So you're dispensed from the fasting rule, but you would want to substitute that with something else. So some advice could be maybe you like watching a certain television program, or you enjoy listening to music, or you Facebook. It could be anything. So you could say, because I have to eat, or because I have to have meat, I will substitute something else. Now, this is not the case, Caitlin, for people who are not in a unique circumstance like yourself to be able to say, well, I would rather eat meat on Fridays during Lent, so I'm going to substitute something else. You can't do that. All of us are obligated to follow that discipline. Now, people who have an illness or some medical condition like yours, that's different. But the vast majority of people are not in that situation. So I don't want my advice to be misunderstood by the people at large to say, well, Patrick said I could substitute something else instead of not eating meat on Fridays during Lent. That's not the case. So I hope that's helpful, Caitlin, and God bless you. I'm looking at a picture of you and your husband on Twitter, and I'm so happy for the two of you that you have a baby on the way, and I think that's wonderful. Don't forget that Patrick is a very good name for a boy. Just a thought. Just going to put that out there in case you want to think about that.